from KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Cy Musiker with The Do List. It's almost 2013, and this week we've got the best New Year's Eve concerts and parties and a comedy jam. David Wiegand is an old acquaintance, and we're not going to forget you, David. He's the executive features editor for the San Francisco Chronicle. Good morning.
Getting older all the time. Good morning, Cy.
We begin with music by a California band about to celebrate 30 years of making great music.
Broken Spanish in the daytime with my crew from Sinaloa. I'm a half a güero caballero Yankee from a town just south of Brawley. Don't live there anymore. I know I look familiar. You don't wanna know.
Camper Van Beethoven off their forthcoming CD, La Costa Perdida, The Lost Coast. And they're such a witty, such an eclectic group.
They really are. I guess it's the key to their survival. And as you said, they've been around for 30 years or will be next year. They were formed in 1983. They did take some sort of time off, I think, from 1990 to 1999, but they're back together and, you know, still doing the same great music. It's always wonderful. And, of course, the lead singer, David Lowery, also has the band Cracker, and they all perform together.
Camper Van Beethoven and Cracker play the Independent in San Francisco tonight, and they share a bill at the Mystic Theater in Petaluma tomorrow. Shaquille O'Neal may have retired from basketball, but he's still a player in the entertainment world. David, tell us about what caught your eye about Shaq O'Neal's All-Star Comedy Jam.
Well, first of all, I've seen some of the others. You know, he's had television specials based on some of his comic tours in the past. He's been doing this for around, you know, 4 years now, gathering great comics, people like Kevin Hart. And this latest tour will be coming to Davies Symphony Hall tonight with people like Gary Owen, Tony Robertson, and Michael Blackson, as well as DJ Spinderella.
Yes, that Davies Hall, and that is tonight. And the holiday week is normally not the season for experimental, which is why I love the fact that we're talking about Negative Land.
The right words, said Lenin, are worth 100 regiments.
Freedom's waiting. Impute, infamous, chorus.
Scathing words.
You can say four blunt words and a man will hit you in the face.
Words.
Freedom's waiting.
Very strange sound collage from the men of Negative Land. What's it all about, David?
Well, what it's all about is exactly what it sounds like. It's experimental sound. They've been doing it since 1979. There are actually three members of the band are original and have been with them all that time. They've had some legal problems over sampling in the past, long before it became a real issue.
Yeah, U2 came after
U2, them. U2, exactly. But they keep fighting for the right to pick up sound and recycle sound as they want to. And it's a good thing because it results in really mind-bending music and sound.
The Sonic Outlaws of Negative Land are counter-programming at the Uptown Theater tomorrow night. And David, you've got a New Year's Eve roundup for us now with lots of music to come.
Lots of music, lots of something for everyone, even though I hate that phrase. It's such a cliche, but this time it's true. There'll be fireworks off Pier 14 on New Year's Eve. Leah Delaria, the great fireplug of a comic, is going to be at Theater Rhino. Tumbleweed Wanderers at Bottom of the Hill and the band or the guy Buckethead at the Music Hall. The great British comic John Oliver, that many people know from Jon Stewart's show, is going to be at Cobb's. Another great comic, Marga Gomez, will be at Brava. And the Masquerade Ball will be at the Symphony. And right across the street, the band Further will be at the Graham Civic Auditorium.
And that's all New Year's Eve. Check our website for more details on those shows. We've saved for last a band that just wants you to have fun. And that would sound right on the button, right in the 1970s and the 1980s and the 1990s. Timeless blues rock by the Stone Foxes.
Yeah, definitely. These guys are great. They're from the Central Valley and formed in 2005. And You know, they've got a great reputation. They've built their fan base very carefully in the Bay Area over the years. And they have a new CD coming out next year on February 12th, actually, called Small Fires. And that song is off of that CD.
The Stone Foxes are at the Hop Monk Tavern in Novato tonight. And they open for Trombone Shorty at the Fillmore tomorrow. And thanks a lot, David. Have a great new year.
My pleasure, and same to you.
David Wiegand is the executive features editor for the San Francisco Chronicle. Happy New Year to all our listeners. And if you want to find details on these and other shows, look online at kqed.org/the-do-list. I'm Cy Musiker.